This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
See new things, try new things, go back centuries while living in the moment, forge new paths while discovering old ones, pedal, paddle, and paint while trekking, tasting, and tailoring experiences that transform you into a better version of yourself. Immerse yourself in the world by activating your mind, your heart, and your body on a river cruise exclusively from Avalon Waterways. Save with limited time offers at avalonwaterways.com. Avalon is cruising. Elevated.
This is the Philadelphia 76ers postgame show.
And it's Beef! Swats it off the glass. Ben Simmons, left-hand jam. He throws it down. Over to JJ. Three ball is good. Redick props it home.
The Sixers postgame show right now on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Tough, tough, tough one for the road squad in Toronto tonight. The 76ers falling to the Toronto Raptors by the final of 129-112. Brian Seltzer with you from Sixers.com, welcoming you into our postgame coverage. We're going to hear from Tom McGinnis in just a little bit. A little bit later on, we'll have In the Post with Devon Gimmons, and we'll play back Tom's highlight calls as well. This one, a troublesome theme emerged early. Turnovers, and the Sixers just could not overcome them in the end. 23 on the night. This after a game last night, a win against the Atlanta Hawks, in which the Sixers gave away the ball 19 times. You know, before this back-to-back against Atlanta and Toronto, the Sixers had been doing such a good job of erasing this issue that had creeped up over the last two seasons. But the past two games, something the Sixers have had to overcome. They were able to do so last night versus the Hawks. They were not able to do so this evening in Toronto against the Raptors. The Sixers now 4-4 on the season. Toronto, after losing for the first time this year last night in Milwaukee, bounces back and improves to 7-1. Wow, you look at what Kawhi Leonard has brought to the Raptors. You're like, okay, this team, at least for now, this season doesn't seem like it's going anywhere. Who knows what's going to happen beyond this season? Of course, Kawhi Leonard and his contract situation, 31 points, 7 rebounds, 4 assists. Kyle Lowry, great, 20 points, 12 dimes. 23 points for Jonas Valanciunas off the bench this season. He was a mainstay starter the last 5 years, now being used as a reserve. But you think about the lasting impressions of this game, and yes, the turnovers certainly were a huge one on the Sixers side, but it's also what do some of the perceived best players do in crunch time moments? And Kawhi Leonard, when the Sixers drew to within 6 points behind a great push and flurry from Joel Embiid, who finished with 31 and 11, another great game for Joel. The Sixers got it to within 6, 117-111 with 3 minutes to go, but then Serge Ibaka steps up, hits a jumper, 119-111. Then Kawhi Leonard, a big steal, one of his 4 in the game, that led to a Pascal Siakam layup. They missed the ensuing free throw, offensive rebound to Ibaka that ultimately led to a Leonard 3-pointer. Kawhi Leonard putting this game away. Certainly one of the mainstays in the Raptors in this game tonight that helped put the game away, but he was great. Ben Simmons had a tough time, 11 points, 10 assists, 8 rebounds, but 11 of the 76ers, 23 turnovers, those 23 turnovers leading to 29 points for Toronto. Thought the bench did a nice job getting the Sixers back in it towards the end of the third quarter. That seemed to trickle in terms of the energy and the mojo to the starting group. Good fourth quarter, but the 76ers lose this one in Toronto, 129-112. Tom McGinnis had the call tonight at renamed Scotiabank Arena. Tom, slim margin for error, especially against a team that good.
No doubt about it. And, you know, it's always impressive, and certainly in the course of even last year, the Sixers have done this a number of times. When a team comes back and reestablishes their dominance in a game, in other words, win the game twice, and that's effectively what Toronto did, even though they never lost the lead, and it was only a brief moment where the Sixers got it down to six, but they came back and made the big plays down the stretch. I mean, those guys might have been sitting on the bench thinking they were done, and then they had to come back in the game. And credit to Nick Nurse, taking the timeouts. You're still up 16, he's taking timeout. So he did a good job managing the game. And, yeah, I mean, it's just the Sixers, they played with much more urgency and efficiency in that segment of the game, but they got to look back to the first half where they fell behind so big and then ended up down 26 in the third. And just real quickly, some of the turnovers, and I know coaches, they saw it too, but they're going to go further in detail. So both Dario and Ben early on, when you, and this happened to Simmons a lot, when you dribble below the foul line, and again, he's trying to be aggressive, he's going with quick pace and strength, Ben, going below the foul line, but then cut off by the likes of Siakam and multiple times Leonard, and then try to pass it back out where you're not going to shoot it, and they know that. They're able to clog up the passing lanes. These players, the length, the athleticism, the foot quickness, they cut down those lanes, and throwing the ball back out with multiple players, clogging up the perimeter and the lane and swarming, that's when turnovers occur. That's not a good thing. That's like throwing into coverage in football. It's not an easy solution right there. And those are situations where Ben has to look at that and realize, yes, he wants to be aggressive, but when he gets stopped, what's he going to do? And he's looking around to try to find the other four players, and they've got those guys covered pretty well. And I thought Dario did the same, where he just did not make sharp passes. The low, slow bounce pass is going to get gobbled up time and again, and they did that to Sarge on multiple occasions in this game.
76ers lose one on the road to the Raptors, 129-112. On the surface, Tom, big picture, this is going to be, I guess, a good thing that we're having a conversation like this, saying that the 76ers viewing a game like this early on in the season as a measuring stick. That certainly wasn't something that we could say in seasons past, the Sixers putting themselves in a new territory in terms of expectations. But at the same time, this game does reveal to you just where you may have to go in trying to look at this rivalry. And for better or worse, the Sixers did get an initial taste of that in the first 2 weeks of the season.
No doubt. It's not a rivalry here. They've won 12 in a row. They're dominating the Sixers. And the Sixers have been able to knock them out once this season. Last year they won that January game and won here or there. But the Raptors have really controlled. And, again, they're the class of the division. And now Boston is up there. So, yeah, I mean, it shows you a long way to go, And then, again, you got to get 20 to 21 wins on the road if you're going to be a team that gets high 40s, 50 wins. And so far the Sixers are 0 for the year at Boston, Detroit, Milwaukee, and now here in Toronto. And these are going to be some of the best teams in the East. They are the best. So, yeah, a lot of work to do for the Sixers. And, they're really just one. Zahir is going to add a lot. Hopefully Bayless can get healthy and Chandler. But, so they have – so everybody has injuries, though. They're playing without Van Fleet. It's not a complete union, and they don't have the rhythm. They haven't caught their stride. But at some point – this is a stretch. This was night number two of what is five games in 7 days. Here you are now 2-3 weeks into the season. You got to get going a little bit. And this was, this was not a good performance by the Sixers. You talk about a run and all that. This was a tough game tonight here against the Raps.
Sixers fall in Toronto 129-112, now 4-4 on the season. 23 turnovers tonight. But Joel Embiid, Tom, he continues to be tremendous. He certainly has lived up to every bit of the expectations placed upon him. Brett Brown wasn't shy or bashful about using lofty terms and talking about Joel in the lead-up to the preseason during training camp. 31 points, 11 rebounds, his fifth 30-point, 10-rebound game to get going, seventh double-double. And he was one of the main reasons why the Sixers were able to further that spurt in the fourth quarter to try and get back in it.
For sure, and part of that was his best game of the year with the three threes. I thought he did a really good job battling, getting closer to the basket. He caught the ball closer to the basket, and it's both ends. I mean, he is really a force at the other end, contesting and defending at the rim and really making things difficult for any driver, not even his guy, but where he comes off the ball and forces a guy away from the basket or blocks his shot. He's been passing. He had 10 assists in the last two games, including the 6 last night and 4 tonight. So he really battled. He's playing more than any other stage. This is what he's longed for, and that is to be able to play without the minutes restriction and to be able to play back-to-backs. And he's only going to get better and better. And, without question, he's one of the best players in the NBA, and he's showing that on a nightly basis.
Sixers idle tomorrow for Halloween, back at it at home, where they've won all 4 of their games on Thursday versus the L.A. Clippers. Losing in Toronto tonight, 129-112. Tom, talk to you on Thursday.
Thank you, Brian, and good night.
76ers get 31-11 from Joel Embiid to go along with 4 assists. Turnovers, a major issue in tonight's game. We'll talk about that a little bit more. 23 of them. We'll hear some of the highlight calls. The Sixers, they really had to battle uphill throughout most of the evening. And you look at this Toronto team, yes, there are talented players at the head of the snake. When you're talking about all-stars like Kawhi Leonard, Kyle Lowry, throw in other excellent proven pros like Serge Ibaka, Danny Green, the emergence of a youngster like Pascal Siakam. You deepen the bench, adding Jonas Valanciunas there. We can go on. Throw in C.J. Miles off the bench, who's a proven vet. You know, a relatively quiet game tonight, but can make shots. Guys like DeLon Wright. I mean, this is a deep, deep Toronto team that has not missed a beat after going through some major overhaul in the offseason, selecting to move on from DeMar DeRozan in the trade that brought Kawhi Leonard to Toronto, and try to maintain their perch atop the Eastern Conference, which they had at the end of the regular season last year. For the Sixers, still young in this season, trying to figure things out, trying to establish that chemistry. Tonight, swallowed up by turnovers in the game. Robert Covington finished with 15 points to go along with 4 rebounds and 4 steals. Ben Simmons, he had 11 turnovers all in all, 11 points, 8 boards, 10 assists. J.J. Redick with 13 off the bench. Mike Muscala with a dozen. Another good game for Muscala as he continues to get in rhythm after starting the season, missing the first 3 games on the bench due to injury. Highlights coming up on the other side. 76ers lose at Toronto 129-112. It's the postgame show on the Sixers Radio Network.
Your home for the Sixers, 97.5, The Fanatic.
76ers on the road tonight, wrapping up a back-to-back versus the Toronto Raptors, a team that finished number 1 in the Eastern Conference last year, and certainly an early measuring stick game for the Sixers coming off consecutive victories at home. How did this one go tonight? In the early going, the Sixers got a nice boost from their youngster Markelle Fultz.
9:15 to go in the first. Embiid on a handoff out top to Fultz. Fultz driving on Kyle Lowry, spins by him. Whistle, foul, and they're going to count the basket, and a foul on Lowry.
3-point play for Fultz, making it 9-4. After that, the Raptors went on a run as they had several of their stars get going, talking about guys like Kawhi Leonard and Serge Ibaka. So the Sixers then were playing the part of trying to chase. Mike Muscala came in off the bench, and he was pretty good tonight.
Turnover number 6 on Toronto. Fultz to Muscala. Open shot, left perimeter, out of transition. Got it. Mike Muscala. Boy, he gathers himself and nails that before any Raptor could come close. And the Sixers cut the lead in half.
That made it 23-20 in favor of the Raptors. They led 35-26 after a quarter. In the second, the Sixers, they saw the gap grow wider and wider. The turnovers continued to pile up. The Sixers committed 8 in the first quarter, 6 in the second, but they got a high-energy play in the closing moments of the first half.
Dario Saric with it. They're trying to get him going offensively. Goes in on Siakam. He's doubled. He goes out to Joel Embiid for 3, and it's good. Embiid knocking down his first 3. He's got 16 to lead the Sixers.
And the Sixers would trail by the score of 67-53 at the break. Third quarter, not a whole lot to report from that period for the Sixers. They trailed 105-86 heading into the fourth, but of note, in the final minutes of the third, the bench came in. It seemed like maybe Brett Brown was going to rest his top guys for the remainder of the game, but T.J. McConnell helped lead a spirited push, and that seemed to carry over to the starters when they were brought back in at the outset of the fourth quarter. Joel Embiid scored some baskets, and then an outside shot from Robert Covington started to make this one interesting.
Sixers across midcourt with Simmons. Still down 12. Ben to a trailing Covington. Wide open. 3 in the air. He got it. Bottom. And that does indeed make it a 9-point game.
All right, 112 to 103. The Sixers kept coming. So, too, in particular, did Joel Embiid.
J.J. Redick around a Simmons screen. Green defensively on him. Joel with it. Three ball by Joel Embiid is up and in. He knocked it down from out top. Embiid with 31. He makes his third three, and it's down to a 6-point game.
117, 111, 3 minutes ago. Then some of the vets from the Raptors stepped up. Serge Ibaka with a 2-point jumper. Kawhi Leonard a steal that led to a Pascal Siakam cutting layup. And then one more blow delivered by the 2-time Defensive Player of the Year, Kawhi Leonard, who certainly can stroke it.
2 minutes to go. Shot clock at three. Lowry to the corner. Leonard fakes. Leonard dribbles. Long ball is up and good. It's a three, making it a 13-point game with under 2 minutes to go, and their crowd erupts into an ovation.
And that would essentially be the ball game, 124 to 111. At that point, the Raptors go on to win this by the final of 129 to 112. Some final notes from the stat sheet. You start. I mean, we can pretty much start and end it right here with the number 23. That is the total turnovers committed by the 76ers tonight after 19 yesterday in the win over the Hawks. That led to 29 points of the 23 turnovers for the Toronto Raptors tonight. Toronto shot 51% from the field. The Sixers just under 42. 14 threes for the Sixers. Toronto with 11. The 76ers out-rebounded the Raptors by 4 in the game, but Toronto just too many extra opportunities created by the 76ers' miscues. High-scoring total in the game shared between Joel Embiid and Kawhi Leonard, two All-Stars, each with 31 points apiece. Embiid also had 11 rebounds for his seventh double-double. Ben Simmons, 11 points, 8 rebounds, 10 assists, but 11 turnovers, 15 for Robert Covington, 13 for J.J. Redick, and a dozen for Mike Muscala to go along with 5 rebounds in reserve role. For the rest of the Raptors roster, Kyle Lowry with 20 points and 12 assists. Jonas Valanciunas, huge off the bench, the big man with 23. 76ers with tonight's loss, now 4-4. Toronto Raptors improved to 7-1. Coming up in a matter of moments, In the Post with Devon Givens on the flagship station of the Sixers, 97.5 The Fanatic. Next game on the Sixers Radio Network is going to be on Thursday, a 7 o'clock tip against the LA Clippers, which entered tonight's game against the Oklahoma City Thunder with a record of 4-2. Thanks to Pat Egan and Tyler Zulli back here at the studio. Devon Givens coming up in the post right now on 97.5 The Fanatic and the Sixers Radio Network.
The Sixers Station.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Head coach of the Sixers joins us on the radio.
The fast break point.
It's mostly, you know, disappointment that we lost. I think when you dig into the game, I think the positives were that group came in at the end of the third, the bench guys, and really gave us a little bit of life. And, you know, you're sort of sitting there with a decision to make. Do you let those guys run it out, or do you come back with, you know, that group that I had, you know, that group that starts the second half? I chose to do that. I thought there was still enough time. And we went from 26 to 6. And so that is the meat of the positives of that game. The rest of it, you know, it's lots of stuff to work on against a really good team, led by the turnover part of the game being the most disappointing.
Did you think the turnover part was defensively on their end or mental mistakes on your end that could have been prevented?
I think a hybrid of a bunch of stuff. Like, I'll go back and we'll look at it, but the bottom line is the bottom line. You can't win, you know, with that volume of turnovers. Obviously, Ben struggled tonight in that area, and you know, we have to get going and learn from this and grow from this. And it's borderline impossible to win when you have that many. You know, we cut it to 6. They scored. We came back with another turnover. They had the 3-ball. And at that point, really, the game was over.
Coach, you know Kawhi so well. Are you surprised by how well he's played after pretty much having a year off to, you know, the level that he's playing? He's putting up huge numbers every game he plays.
I'm really not. He's that good. Like, he really is that good. And, you know, it's great to see him playing basketball again. Obviously, my memory with him was back in San Antonio. But you always follow these guys, you know, when you left. Danny Green is one of my all-time favorites. He's just good people. And to see Kawhi play basketball at the level that he's playing, it does not surprise me.
Brett, you guys had this year, other than tonight, have mostly taken care of the ball as opposed to the last couple of years. Did you see anything tonight that looked like old habits, or again, was it just more like a one-night blip? And
I mean, I hope it's a one-night blip. We talk about it. They're prideful trying to fix it. Tonight isn't a great snapshot of a reflection of that comment. I understand. You know, if the trend continues, you just can't win, you know, at a high level doing what we do. I mean, the good news is we are number one in the NBA in an assist percentage. The team shares the ball. We pass the ball, and we're an unselfish team. And so we do pass. If we didn't have that sort of badge that I just said with passing, you'd really step back and be concerned. I definitely am concerned. I can't deny that. But I hope it's an outlier more than a consistent habit.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
Are the old world picturesque shores of Europe calling you? Set sail on an adventure with Avalon Waterways. Enjoy an elevated cruising experience. Avalon Waterways offers smaller ships, bigger experiences with fewer people and more of, well, everything good about river cruising. Don't just dream about quaint towns and cobblestone villages. See them for yourself and make lasting memories. Discover limited time offers today at AvalonWaterways.com.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.